Hey guys, what's happening? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The 100. It is Season 4, Episode 8, God Complex, and this show is getting gangbusters right now. It's getting better and better. I'm really excited about this. We're going to break the whole thing down for you. I'm hanging out with Alexis Torres. We'll see you guys in just 1 second.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's like we're in a Martin Scorsese movie
right
now.
Right? That's why I picked it. You'd like that.
I want to do like the Nicholson, like, in the old neighborhood.
Oh my God. I want to watch The Departed now.
Yeah, that's great. When you're staring down a loaded gun.
I had to do it, man.
What's the difference?
I mean, it made sense because we found the shelter. It happened, man. We found it. I'm so happy.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great song. It's a great song.
Yay.
You know the Scorsese's used this in multiple movies?
Yes.
Yeah. Casino. And also this, and I even think a third movie, maybe. I think he's maybe using Goodfellas as well.
Oh my God.
I could be wrong. But
it's too much.
Yeah, it's a great song. Great song, great show. Welcome to the show, guys. This is AfterBuzz TV. We're talking about The 100. This is Season 4, Episode 8, God Complex. If you're watching or listening, thank you. Thank you for sticking with us season after season. We're excited. It's getting really good. I'm actually really liking it. It was a slow start of the season for me.
It was a little bit.
Yeah, the first few episodes were, you know, we're slow moving, but I think
we got
it's
it.
Yeah, we're there. So you're following along. I'm Ben Bateman. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram, Ben Bateman Media. I'm here with Alexis Torres.
Hi everybody. You can find me all over social media and the interwebs at atorres890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890.
And if you guys would kindly go find us on iTunes, give us a rating and a review. The more of those we get, the more we're able to provide free content. No ads for the most part, and we're not doing any ads on this show. And if you guys give us a rating or review, it's how we keep the lights on. So we'll just keep doing that. If you guys want to help us out there, that'd be sweet. And otherwise, let's talk about the show. So
yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely starting to heat up, and like that that line that they like to toe, where it's sort of like how shocking, like sort of shock and awe. Are we gonna go before we like stop? And it's like, okay, we're not really gonna do this horrible thing you think is gonna happen. Because I definitely think one of the early strengths of this show was that they were willing to kill off important characters and like just murder big groups of people in ways that like morally didn't feel consistent with, you know, like super good looking CW type of characters. Like, I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous, but like the way that the sort of moral compass on a character like Clark seemed to be in the beginning was like these characters. They just made the characters do things we didn't expect from a very early stage.
Right. I mean, I still feel like it's kind of like that to a point, but at the same time, I think we're also more frustrated because we've been with them through this journey so far. So I feel like, me and, oh my goodness, who is it? Yasheed Brown, like we were talking about Jasper and the whole situation of just how he's handling things and things that we've talked about this several times since last season. Tari's talked about it. Like we've... You know, but the thing is, I think it hits us the hardest, especially like with Clark and everybody in these terrible situations, is just because we saw them from the beginning.
Right.
So it's just kind of tough, you know, but like these are also situations of just like, how would you handle it
right.
if you were in their boots, you know?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. So there's a funeral. We start out with a funeral and, you know, we find out 18 people died at Arcadia. And, you know, you've got all this, everybody kind of deliberating over this funeral.
Of course.
And Jaha, he's giving his...
Famous speech every time.
And Nyla says some stuff, and she's kind of like, from the ashes will rise. And so Jaha's like, where's that from? And you're like, okay, I know where this is going. And from there, he's got his little medallion, and he starts to convince Kane that, you know what, I actually know where the bunker is. It wasn't the one we went to. That was a decoy. And Kane's like, why would you do that? That's not even a good Kane voice.
Yeah, it's hard to do a perfect Kane voice because, you know, it's perfect.
Yeah. So they get a party together. They get a search party together to go try to find Indra and get into this bunker. And so we get our first like little lovers squabble.
Oh, yeah, our little lighthouse of Monty and Harper.
Our Marper squabble.
Marper. I missed hearing that, Chip.
They're really
They're
sweet,
adorable.
The two of them.
I mean... I think it's very interesting now because the fact that their ship is going to start hitting some rocky water at this point because the fact that Harper clearly is in a different state of mind because also she doesn't want to lose Monty. So it's a lot of up and down. So I really liked this episode because the fact that you're getting both extremes of either people, like, again, with Jasper and everybody who's kind of like, let's just figure it out as time goes and just party until the end, or be on Clark and Bellamy's side where, like, we need to think practically, or just be on another Jaha crazy trip, as per usual.
Yeah, there's almost a part of me that was just like, shouldn't it be Jaha getting these crazy hallucinogenic nuts? I feel like that's
I think
that's a Jaha thing.
Jaha doesn't even need those nuts to do that anymore. But I think it's really cool that we got to go back to season one with the
nuts.
Yeah, because I think the episode was called Day Trip, I think was what it was called. Sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's a long time ago, guys. But yeah, it was just kind of cool because I actually do remember snippets from that episode. It was when Bellamy had the hallucination of Jaha holding his stomach and he was like bleeding. That was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I haven't watched season one in a long time.
Yeah. But that was one of them. It was mostly just Monty and Jasper just kind of freaking out all over camp.
I remember that.
Yeah. And he saw like the grounder in the camp and everyone's like, what the hell is wrong? It was pretty great. Yeah. Sorry. I just remembered that like all of a sudden. But yeah. So like, I think it's really cool that we've got Jaha trying to find salvation in his own weird way as per usual.
Yeah.
But it actually worked out this time. Kind of,
yeah.
Yeah.
So Monty and Marper.
You
know, Monty's like, I gotta go take care of some business.
She's like, no.
And she's like all drunk, and he's like, how much have you had to drink? And she's like, anything you want. Except she didn't really say that.
Yeah, well, she said it through. Yeah, I get it.
It was, I felt like she almost said the, any who are you, anyone you want me to be line. That's like almost the line that it was.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was just the right amount. And and then she kind of went for some sex, is what she went.
Just straight up, Ben.
She did.
I know.
It was like an emotional moment, and she reached for it.
Yeah.
You saw it.
I saw it. I was just like, oh.
It was a stone cold proposition, and Monty was like, Harper, I gotta go work.
But I'm also proud of him because he didn't take advantage of her while she was drunk, even though they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
So I liked that, where she's like, fine, whatever. And I was like, this is not how this goes.
So she wasn't like, fine. She went back to the party.
I mean,
I'm concerned.
I'm concerned about a lot of people. I'm also concerned that her and Jasper are getting too close, guys. So. Too close.
And they're not even getting too close. Like, we've even seen anything happen. They're just partying at the same party.
Yeah.
And they're getting wasted at the same party and the world's ending. I think there's going to be some Jarper happening. I think we're going to see some infidelity, and I think it's going to break Monty's heart.
Oh, that's going to be bad because we already got the whole Monty-Jasper thing. Also, hi, May Money. She didn't watch the episode, so she just wanted to say hi to us.
She just wanted to hang out?
Cool. Yeah. So, hi. Hey. But yeah, so I think that we had that moment where Jasper and Monty were butting heads and not talking to each other, and then we finally got them kind of back together after what happened. Now we're probably going to get that back. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens now that we've found the actual bunker.
What's the likelihood of the episode opening up next week with, like, a mattress and it's, like, Bellamy, like, rubbing his head and there's, like, the girl, the blonde.
Oh, that girl that was, like, dance with me.
And then cut over to, like, Jasper and he's got, like, a hand on his chest and then, like, pan over and it's Harper. Oh.
I mean, that would be interesting if that's how they open the show. I mean, they usually try to open it to a dramatic state, so I don't know if we're going to open on that specifically, but we're definitely going to get a scene like that.
And it's
that.
Like a what happened kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, because I feel like that is that point in time, and clearly everyone becomes clear-headed after that, because you see that preview for next week, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, there's only crazy. 6 days, starting with next week, till everything's crazy. So anyway, they go on this journey, and they get there, and they find Indra. Can we just...
I was like thinking about the Indra you're so funny, the Indra thing where like I was concerned when she was like walking like fastly towards them. I was like, this can't be good.
She's like, I think so Lexa was the best character on this show in my opinion. She was she was my favorite character.
I agree. Me same here.
Straight badass. But I think in terms of surviving characters, I think Indra is the best character on the show. And I used to talk about that on season two a lot.
We did.
How much I liked Indra.
I mean, I haven't stopped liking her. She's always kind of been like my second and third and fourth.
Stone cold badass.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just rad. Like the line, the only hope we have is to die a warrior's death. Like she's just like, I don't give a F. Like,
yeah.
I'll just die. I don't care.
See, but this is the thing is that I would rather Jasper be like that. But obviously he's not going to die as a grounder because he's not a grounder. He's Jasper. We all know this. We've seen it since day one.
Right.
But like, I would rather see someone fighting for what they believe in that aspect. I mean, again, you guys can give me crap on Twitter. I get it. But like, I would rather see how Indra does it where it's like, I don't care what's going to happen. I'm going to fight till the end.
Hmm.
Than have someone just be like, I give up.
Do you think it's going to be like a Merry and Pippin situation? Like when Merry gets into battle with, what's her name? Who's the name I can never remember? The princess who loves...
I don't remember her name off the top of my head, but it was very close to Arwen, and I just can't remember.
The one who ends up with Faramir.
Yes. Yeah. I can't remember her name. But I know remember her where she was like, I am no man.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful, but I can't remember her name. That's if anybody great. Knows what it is, you guys can just throw it in there. But yes.
Do you think it's that sort of situation where Jasper's going to have a moment where he like realizes that he has to fight? Because I feel like they're right now, what I feel like is happening with Jasper is they're making him a little too obvious. He's like, it's clear we're supposed to hate Jasper. That's like, and it's been like that for a while. They've just been jamming it down our throats. So I do wonder a little bit, is there going to be a breaking point? Because if they just kill Jasper, it's like that they've been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. For like two seasons, he's been mopey and just like annoying. And
well, I mean, it's more annoying because it's one of those like you wish that you could help him. But at the same time, because again, we've talked about it several times, that grieving is in different processes and people grieve differently. And Edowyn, thank you. E-O-W-Y-N. That's right.
Yeah.
That's why I said it was close, but I don't know how to spell it and how to pronounce it. So if I said it wrong, I'm sorry. But thanks guys for letting me know. Someone's going to take away my Lord of the Rings card. I can feel it. but yeah, I felt like whether they decide to kill him off or not, I feel like it's just supposed to show that, you know, a character who went from loving everybody and being this happy guy who went through such terrible things can completely do a 360 and just become this person who's looking at it morbidly, but at the same time, it's just one of those, like, there's nothing we can do, so I'm going to do me, which, again, I get that, but I felt like because they're harping on it, hitting it on the nose a little too much, it starts to get repetitive.
He's hitting on Harper?
What? Yeah. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but you guys, like, I don't know if you guys get what I mean. Like, I feel like they're just doing it too much. Like, we get the point that Jasper just doesn't care anymore. He just wants to live whatever is left of his life, and that's fine.
They're giving him very little depth. They did give him a scene tonight that had a little more depth, I thought.
Which I appreciated, and, like, I'm glad that we brought that up, that that's why I don't hate him as much anymore. I mean, I was more just irritated with the fact that he couldn't hit that point of, like, let's see past the fact that you are going to die in a few days and try to help out as much as you can instead of just telling everyone, who gives a crap? Let's just do whatever we want. I'm like, at least try, because there are people in your camp that do want to survive at some point. At least try to help.
I thought it was interesting. You know, Bellamy says, grow the hell up. I can't do any voices tonight.
It's fine. Yeah. It's okay. It's late, dude. Yeah.
and he's like, tells him to grow up. And Jasper's like, we landed on this horrible, beautiful planet, and, you know, I'm trying to, and he says to Bellamy, don't beat yourself up over things that you've done, because no one's going to care when the world's over what you've done.
Which is true.
Yeah, and I think that's, like, there. It's sort of like an interesting catharsis for Bellamy to hear that and have to sort of start to confront the possibility that if we don't make it, why am I being, like, just slaving over this guilt?
But then again, that's where Indra comes in, where she doesn't even care about the guilt and whatever. She's going to do what she wants to do in that aspect of, like, I'm going to at least, if I'm going to die, I'm gonna fight and show that I fought my way and tried to survive as much as I could. Even though, yeah, sure, okay, you might end up dying and it won't get you anywhere, but at least deep down you knew that you put up a fight.
Yeah.
So I'd rather be in Indra's shoes where I'm like, I did everything I could than just be like, let's just get drunk and get high off these nuts. It's fine. But again, everybody can do it either way. It's just, I feel like they've been doing this Jasper bit for too long.
It's been
a while.
I
feel like it's been two seasons of this. And again, I'm not trying to say that grieving, you know, you can take as long as you want. That's fine. But with a character like this, you can mold him into a different thing.
They've given him two points of view, but both points of view are similarly repetitive and annoying. The first one was like super mopey and emo,
and then he was suicidal, and that was rough to watch. But then now he's in that whole it doesn't matter anymore, I'm gonna die either way, and I'm like, okay,
yeah, exactly.
So
that all happens. I guess we'll wrap up that sort of bit there before we continue down the path of what happens over in Polis. So Jasper takes Bellamy out into the woods, and they find these crazy nuts.
Yep, those same ones. Yeah.
These like goji berries that are crazy.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah.
And you know, he's like sort of lecturing Bellamy, and you can see Bellamy's listening. He's like, actually, there's a part of Bellamy that's actually ingesting this knowledge, which is funny, and I think is ultimately the reason that he ends up hanging out.
I mean, he also is our notorious flip-flopper for the past few seasons, where he usually ends up, you know, going to one side or the other, depending on what season and what's happening in it. So I think people have said that in the chat, too. But, like, you know.
Bellamy also hasn't had, like, I don't think he's had a romantic moment with anyone since Maya died, right?
Oh God!
Remember Maya, the character they introduced for two episodes just to kill her in Mount Weather?
Yeah, I didn't know that was her name. I thought it was something else. I thought that was Jasper's girl.
Yeah, you're right. Maya was Jasper's girl. What the heck was her name?
Because she was only in for two episodes. That's what I don't remember. If anybody knows, throw it in the chat. I feel really bad, but like,
yeah,
we had a connection with her for literally a short amount of time, and then she died, which sucked. So then after that, he was just like, I don't have time. Yeah. And of course, everyone who is a Bellark ship is like, oh yeah, it's fine because they're gonna get together. And everything's cool, but
they're like week to week on that. They sometimes tease it, and then other times they completely go away.
I mean, also they're in separate locations right now, so right. Clearly you're not going to get you're not going to get your Bellark ship. Yeah. So it's fine.
So they get back to Arcadia, and you know, like Jasper's just like, look, Bellamy, you can
Gina,
that's who it was. Yeah,
thank you, Chelsea.
He's like, look, Bellamy, you can do like that, or you can do like this, and then he's like, there's a dance club, and you're like, first, like. All the music and the beer and the drugs.
Hey, man.
Where's it all coming from? Like, you guys are well organized. After the place pretty much half of it burned down, you guys are, like, in a pretty good spot to just, like, party it up.
I feel like if this was happening in the real, like, in actual real world times, I feel like there would be a giant group or just little groups everywhere that would be doing the same thing. They would be trying to grab all the booze and all the drugs that they can get their hands on and just party until the end of the days. I mean, I think Y2K was kind of like that for a little bit for some people. Some people, like, stocked up and tried to survive it, and some people were like, F it. Let's party. Just party. Which is totally normal. So, and also, again, most of the people that were partying, at least from what I can see, were kids.
Yeah.
Like, teenagers, which makes sense. It felt like I was young. In a college party.
They're young characters.
Yeah. Which is whatever, you know? Again, you can live either way. It's just, at least I didn't see, I couldn't tell... I couldn't tell you episodes ago that I was going to see a group of people start a party. Like, there's no way. Maybe Jasper. I didn't even think Harper was going to be part of that. Like, it caught me by surprise. But with Jasper being the leader of it, I'm like, okay, yeah, we've known this for seasons.
Now, I think that the drink that Bellamy shot with Jasper, it's possible that that was actually just the tea that he went and Nyla said she was going to make tea with the berries. Or with the nuts. It's possible that he just unknowingly did the thing, like in This Is the End, when he's like, I don't think we should. He's like, well, you just took a pill of acid. And he's like, whoa! And then the night starts. And I feel like that maybe is just what happened, and we're going to find out next episode. We'll see.
I mean, I'm intrigued to see how the party ended up, and clearly we're going to get to that point where Monty's on one side and Jasper's on the other, because clearly they close the doors, and they're like, this is how we're going to do this now.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
So the last question I had was, There's just a super hot blonde who's like running around Arcadia that we've never seen before. Who's like, hey Bellamy.
Man, there's a lot of people. I was like, I've never seen you before. Yeah. I've never seen you before. And then just out of nowhere for plot.
Yeah.
For that 100 science.
I was like, all right, sure.
For science.
I was like, who is this person? And how is
she? I thought she was a grounder. I was like, who's this person?
Yeah, right.
Where have I seen you before? And I was like, nope, it's just her hair was just half up, half down in a messy thing. So I was like, get it if you're gonna get it, buddy.
She's pretty straightforward, yeah.
Hey,
she doesn't want to dance.
Oh, well, no, she wants to dance, but it's a different type of dance.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't like to dance either, so I'd use the same line he would use.
Nice.
If I wasn't in a very happy relationship.
I was gonna say,
jumping over to the other side of what's going on, we're gonna talk about.
Sorry, Jay-Z is awesome in the chat. She doesn't even go here, correct? Because I don't know where she's from. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I know you're doing an intro. I apologize.
So moving over to this confrontation with Indra that we were starting to talk about. So Kane's like, Indra, you're my pal. And she's basically like, if you're not out of here in 30 seconds, I'm killing your ass.
I was waiting for it to get. But I mean, I agree. I don't know who it was in the chat, and I apologize that I don't remember and I can't scroll up. But someone was like, doesn't anybody feel like that Indra punch should have been used on Jasper? And I was like, yes, I do. But it was also very surprising to see Indra just punch Kane just straight up out of nowhere. Not because I love Kane, just in general.
Yeah.
But it was cool because I was just like, Indra still has it. Like, she never lost it, but it's also really great to see her just be like, no, fool.
it was like that scene in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. When he's like, I got this. He's like, hey, man, I'm the guy for the breakfast buffet. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, this ain't the breakfast buffet. And he like hits Jason Segel in the face.
Oh, my God. It was beautiful. I loved every minute of that. So I'm also glad, again, that Indra is just like, she's like, I don't have time. I have to strategize. So you need to either tell me what the hell's going on or I need to move. Because clearly I have stuff to do and you're getting in the way.
They're like, you're going to die. And she's like, the honor is just dying a warrior's death. The only hope we have ever is to die a warrior's death.
She said that quite a bit. And I was like, yes.
Yeah, you're savage. So they go find Gaia, her daughter. And that's who they were looking for, because the symbol on the medallion was a symbol they had seen. And so they find Gaia, they go inside, and they're in this like little temple, mm-hmm. and they're working forever to try to open this thing up. And finally, after all is said and done, all the craziness, oh, we did skip actually the fact that Indra just executes a bunch of Asgaea soldiers.
I agreed with Monty where he was like, they're going to think, Rohan's going to think that was us. And I'm like, yeah, because she used guns. She knew what she was doing. She wasn't there to play.
She like doesn't really use guns either.
No, but she knew exactly. But she also understands how it works. I think she's been with Sky Crew enough to know how to use them.
I just love Indra. Like, I just feel like that move on her part is such a badass move. She just like doesn't give a shit.
As soon as she looked up, I was like, this is not going to end well. And it didn't. No. So, I don't know what's going to happen now.
I just like, I mean, see, it's funny because, like, I have two completely different conflicting opinions. My opinion of Abby this episode is like,
oh man, I'm really mad at her.
I was like, my opinion of her is like, you're so just like emotional and like, what are you doing? Whereas Indra, it's like, you're so emotional. That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, even though like
both of them are
tough.
Bad decisions.
It's tough because I feel like I completely understand where Abby's coming from. She doesn't want her daughter to die. I get that. But you're totally willing to sacrifice some stranger who somebody else loves. Like, I don't understand how you're okay with that. And yeah. I'm also really proud of Clark, because I almost lost it with her in this episode.
For
she was
second,
in my
yeah.
doghouse, where I was like, girl, like, you can't do that. Mm. And in my head I was going, I know that it's stupid to say this, because Clark does this all the time, but I feel like this is the perfect time for Clark to be like, I'm going to sacrifice myself.
Right.
And I'm really glad that she did. Sounds terrible, because she's my bisexual lead and I need her. But at the same time, I was like, go for it, girl.
They're not
going to kill off Clark. I will be very freaking surprised if they did that.
There's a lot of theories that she's
I also
die
would drop
season.
The show in a hat. Yeah. I'll be like, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't know if they kill Clark, I don't even know what happens to this show. I feel
no.
Like I don't even, like.
No, you would never see me on this after show.
It's
ever
coming
again.
Back for season 5, so like, I don't think they.
Oh, that's right.
I've heard theories they're going to kill her this season. I've heard fans.
I'm not
theories.
Coming back, y'all. I'm going to put this out here. I mean, I love you, but no, I will stand that all the way till the end. I mean, I got real close when Lexa died, but I couldn't do that because I love you two so much. But, like, I can't.
Right.
I can't.
So before we fully go down that road of all the craziness happening inside the lab, we open up this bunker is what happens. Like, we get inside and just like, all right, you know what? I'm on board. Go reorganize the army. We're going to give up the tower so we can save the temple because mm-hmm. now we're good.
Yeah.
And they get inside, and like, there's definitely some grunting and like moving by Kane trying mm-hmm. to do some muscular things.
Mm-hmm.
You're loving that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is he your number one on the show as far as like, if you could get an interview on the show, you'd be like,
well, no, I think, well, I mean, as who's alive right now?
Yeah.
Yes. No. I think Indra would be my number one, and then Kane would be next, and then Murphy. Especially because his character has gone through so much. And then Octavia would be after that. So I'm kind of like, girl, boy.
Yeah.
After this. But definitely it would have been... I mean, you already took that from me. You got Lexa. But like...
Yeah, those
yeah,
cool
it was awesome. But yeah, like everything after that, that would... Because she's always been my number one. But it would definitely go Indra, Kane, Octavia, Murphy, and then Clark.
We should try to get Indra. I think we tried a couple seasons ago.
And we did.
I feel like... I can't remember what happened.
She was busy. She had to film something. It wasn't The 100. It was something else.
She's been working a lot the last couple of years.
I think they all have.
She's in Underground. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, she's doing
oh, yeah, she's amazing in that, by the way.
I haven't watched that show. Is it good?
It's so good.
Really?
She's amazing.
So, yeah, all right. So they get in the bunker. That appears to be like sort of what's going on now is that that's going to be salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but at the same time, in the lab, across
mm-hmm.
the way,
mm-hmm.
we've got a couple things going on. First of all, they kill this dude, and it is Savage. Who's not actually who Amori said that he was.
Which, okay, so I'm glad that we got to clarify this. Thank you for... I was reading the comments last week from fans and... Or, sorry, viewers, not fans, of our after show. She didn't make up the entire story. She just lied about the person who did the things to her.
Yeah, the guy yeah. exists. That's just not him.
That's just not him, yes. Yeah. So either myself or one of us... I didn't get to rewatch the show after this, but or after we taped it, that we apparently said... that the whole thing was a lie. So I want to clarify.
Got it.
That was obviously our misconception, or my misconception if I said it. So it wanted to clarify that. But yes, I was surprised that we were going to get the truth in this episode. I thought we were just going to surpass it.
Right.
Just like move on. But as soon as when I heard, you know, who was the guy we just killed, I was like, oh my God.
They kill a shit out of him.
Yeah. I couldn't watch.
It was a savage death.
I could not watch.
Hacking up the black lung, mm-hmm. I guess night blood.
Yeah.
It's just convulsing and it's just like brutal. Yeah, that was a brutal death. So That's happening. And then they're all be like, what's next? What are we going to do next? That's where we find out the Amori thing. And all of a sudden, just having a total blank.
Garfy?
No. Abby? Naughty Hilker. What's her?
Luna?
Yes, Luna.
Okay, I was like, wait, what?
Luna's like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you take any more.
I'm so proud of her.
She's like, because you're just about to straight kill people. So no, you know? And then Rowan's all just like, sacrifice, what's he say? Something survival requires sacrifice.
You know what, Rowan? Yeah. I think it was very interesting to see that because the fact that, I was really proud of Luna for the fact of her standing up. She's like, I'm not going to be a part of this. And that, again, she fought for what she believed in, even though she had a bad hip, which, oh my dear God, when Rowan kicked her in the hip, I was like, ow, oh, my own hip, even though it doesn't hurt.
One of the things I really liked, and it's something I love in action movies, and it happens in this show. It just happened in the show. It's like anytime you have like a warrior who's like a super badass who's injured and they're in like that situation where they can barely fight, but they like muster enough strength for like one really good move. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even though they're going to get taken down, they get in like one really solid move because they're a savage, because they're a mm-hmm. badass. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Batman when Bane's kicking his ass in Dark Knight Rises.
Yep.
You know, and he kicks him and you feel like probably several of your ribs are broken now.
Yep.
And he's like screaming and he's like, he gets a couple good hits in even though he knows he's going to get beaten.
Right.
That was like the move that I got from... that I got from Luna there. She had a good kick. It like threw Rowan back like 10 feet.
Remember when I had that, like, I don't know if you saw my face. I was like, Rowan, man. I mean, again, I'm all about that women power. I'm so proud of her that she like kicked you like that far away with a bad hip, even though she looked like she was about to fall over. So proud of you. But at the same time, I'm like, Rowan, what the hell, dude?
That was like a Charlie Murphy kick kicking Rick James.
That
it was like
great.
Straight like into the mirror. It was like across the room kick.
Beautiful. And at the same time, I was just like, Rowan, though, like seriously, every woman on the show was kicking your ass, bruh. Like, just saying. And I'm okay with it. But at the same time, I'm like, come on, dude. Like,
yeah, Rowan's
get with it.
Rowan's like only like warrior move he's ever had was when he took those fools down in the middle of the field saving Clark.
How long? Was that
last season? It wasn't even that good. It was like shaky cam, weird slow-mo stuff.
Slow-mo.
Luna got like a way better fight scene last season. Way better. And Lexa had way better fight scenes.
Well, yeah, because she's my queen and she needs the best battle scenes. Just saying. But yeah, I was just like, dude, you need, I don't know what you need to do, but you need to work on that.
Yeah,
just saying.
They gotta give him some
kind of suck.
Yeah. Or like at least tear his shirt off or something. Just give us something.
I don't need that. Yale Tico might like that. Yeah, I don't need that.
All right. So yeah, that happens, and she gets taken down. Rowan's like, I got this. You can't leave. I'm sorry. They strap her down, and then we finally get the payoff when Raven is like, so we're gonna strap her down and take her bone marrow. Welcome to Mount Weather. Here's my issue with that. So that is 100% correct, and we've been saying this for several weeks now. But we've been saying this for several weeks. How has no one else in the show said it until now? I almost felt like the way that was written was like...
It was just for, one, for Raven to say it, and two, the fact that we just needed it for drama. Just to build up that drama for
everybody.
I know.
I just feel like somebody would have said that 2 weeks ago. Like, that you guys are talking about taking bone marrow from Luna to try to create like something to make us stronger and survive radiation.
I think we were just waiting for it. Just waiting for that opportune moment where Amori's life was on the line and they're like, oh yeah, just like Mount Weather. And I was like, oh, there it is. We've been waiting for it for like 3 episodes, but we got it.
So the craziness is like, so then Murphy and Amori have a moment because Amori's like, just John, just survive. You know, just pretend you're with Clark because they're going to kill me. Just make sure you're not next. But Murphy's like, no, I'm going to keep fighting for you. And he keeps fighting and he looks at Clark. And he's like, man, it's a shame you're not a Nightblood because you could have killed more people. And if you kill Amori, I'm going to kill you.
I love what they're doing with Murphy's character. And I love that he even said the words like, I love her. Please don't kill her. Yeah. And I was thinking that he was going to pull the Lexa line of like, is this how you would feel if they did this to Lexa?
Yeah, right.
And I was like, not ready for it if he did, but he didn't. And I was like, ooh. Felt like my heart moving, but it was like trying to explode. But like... his scream got me.
Yeah.
I was like, please don't do this. Like,
right.
It's so dumb. Please don't do this. And as soon as Clark decided, like, no, I can't do it. And she did it to herself. I was like, thank you. Finally got that out of the way. Knew it was going to happen. Just needed it to happen faster.
It was important. It was definitely like an important thing to have happen. And like, so Clark injects herself, which I 10 minutes prior I saw coming. Like,
yeah.
You know?
I knew it from the beginning when she was talking to Rowan and she was just like, are you sure we're doing the right thing? And I was like, just do it yourself. We can't kill you off. If we do kill you off, okay, I might have some problems with that, but I really feel like we're not going to get that right away.
Right. So here's the question. If Clark has Nightblood now, right?
Yeah.
Clark is a Nightblood now?
I guess, correct, yeah.
And the flame still exists.
You think that she should take it?
Well, if she's a Nightblood and the flame exists, and the flame is Lexa, doesn't that mean Clark can take the flame now and bond with Lexa and become the next actual...
But what is the... I mean, as much as I would love to see that happen, if the world is ending, what is the point?
I don't know.
I mean, besides the fact of having them be together again, that would be amazing, and I would love that. But I also am trying to think of the big picture of, like, what's there to rule after that?
I guess I'm trying to... I mean, okay, so couldn't both things happen? Couldn't Clark survive the radiation?
And then just all of a sudden, like, everything's
and
just every, like...
And then everyone's a Nightblood, but maybe Clark gets in on it first before the stock goes public, and she, like... And she takes the Nightblood, or the flame, and now she is the true commander?
I mean, true.
Couldn't that happen? Because it seems Luna wants nothing to do with that flame.
No, no, correct. Because that's not the path that she wanted to take, hence why she left. But I just don't understand what... If she becomes a commander, she's going to be a commander of what?
I don't know. Like, they'll save the world, and then Clark will command.
Okay, then that's fine. Like, if they're going to just stay in the bunker and she just becomes the commander, I'm fine with that. That sounds great.
I don't know.
But I'm just more thinking of, like, what's going to happen after? If let's just say the world goes to crap, and she takes oh my god, the light, and it just. And then everybody dies, let's just say.
Sure.
You know, but if everyone survives and she does take it, I'm okay with this.
Right.
That sounds amazing. I'm totally fine with her being that. So, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when the zombie apocalypse happens, nobody cares that you're a movie star. Like,
correct.
Right? It's kind of the same thing. It's like, oh, really? So you're
that's
the commander.
Great. And zombie.
Great. You're the commander. I was sleeping here. What, are you going to take this spot from me?
Yeah.
In this bunker?
Yeah, no, here we go.
This is my bed.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. But, like, at the same time, I wouldn't mind if she decided, if, let's say, they did survive.
Yeah.
And everything was okay and they can leave because the radiation's done and they're all cured and everything like that. And they continued in season 5 as she's the commander.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm all in.
Something like that.
Like, literally all in. Like, go for it.
So she comes out and she's like, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling ready to go in. And then Abby just can't handle. And Abby just, she just picks up a rod.
I'm so mad at her. Cause I was like, again, when Amori was going to do it, they're like, oh God, no, you can't. We're going to die. But then when Abby does it, everyone's like, of course they're still upset. But like, she still got to that machine.
Yeah.
No problem. And, I mean, Rowan had a knife to Murphy's neck and her neck. Like, they already knew that they were going to kill her if she tried to break the machine.
One thing I found problematic with that. So, I didn't find it problematic that she would do it, because I get it. I understand. It's your child. So, even if you think the world might end and you might lose your child anyway, like, in that moment, that emotional moment, like, a visceral reaction is to, like, stop it from happening.
Of course, it's her daughter.
So, I get that. But, and I'm not saying that, like, they were going to think about this one detail when constructing the story.
Mm-hmm.
But there is this part of me a little bit that's like, why did it have to be a woman that makes that decision?
What do you mean?
Well, the stigma behind, like, women being more emotional, which mm-hmm. is like, it's just like, I was like, couldn't that have been like Bellamy trying to save Octavia doing something stupid? Couldn't that have been what it was? Because like, it just bothered me a little bit where I was just like, come on. Like, you're too pragmatic, Abby. You're too smart. You're a doctor. Like, you're in charge of too much to make such, like, a rash decision. And I just, there's part of me that was watching that was like, and like, why are you guys making it, like, that dumb decision, that, like, emotional, like, just, like, trigger finger decision be made by a woman? Like, make it by a man. So it's like, it's not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was a part of me that I was just like, all right, like, I don't really buy it, but, like, it's even worse because it's not Kane saving Abby.
Right, right.
It's not it's not Octavia being saved by Bellamy.
Right.
Miller saving his boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's just that part of it. I mean, maybe it's just a little thing, but.
No. I mean, I get it. I guess because in my eyes, I would see any parent doing that, and
yes.
As of right now, because of the fact that it's Clark, and she would sacrifice herself for anybody.
Yeah,
Abby is always in that same position where she's like, "No, I need to. I can't let you do this because I can't lose you because you're literally the only person." I felt like Clark has done that for her in the past, which I can't.
Yeah,
I mean, we had that when she was taken over by Allie. So I feel like. It's not more, I mean, as much as it would be cool to have it as a male perspective of him, of somebody doing that, which I think we have seen to a point in other seasons, but at least in this aspect, as much as it pains me to see Abby just kind of just brashly do it. But at the same time, I know that if my daughter decided to sacrifice herself and I could do anything in my power to do it, just like Murphy was willing to just kill everybody in this room for Amori, I felt like she was just for being able to get to the machine and break it first.
I guess it was a weak move by her character, and a move that was just like, I guess I know where this is coming from, but I'm bothered by it because I don't feel like if you're willing to murder a stranger and you're willing to murder another stranger to some degree in Amori, like that's like where your mind is going. I just can't see how you would be able to make the decision to like smash this containment thing.
Right.
That part bothered me, but
yeah,
it just seemed impulsive to a point that like I didn't believe with her character.
No. I completely understand where you're coming from, and I get that. But I feel like any time when a daughter or a son or just a parent and a kid get in the way, I think all logic kind of leaves.
Yeah, you just go. You just see red. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah,
I get that. So that happens, and now we are left with no machine, and Clark just has the night blood. So we're gonna have to figure out a way to test. Like, she's gonna have to just go out into.
I thought she was gonna go out into the rain.
Yeah,
I thought that's what she was gonna do, but I felt like we didn't have enough time. So maybe we'll do it next week. Maybe I have we'll no idea. Because clearly we see them in the bunker, so they had to leave at one point.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
So yeah, I think that pretty much is everything in this episode, right? Unless I forget anything huge. We had like...
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. Besides, obviously, I love that we had Gaia back.
She's sweet.
She's awesome. Beautiful, I think she's gorgeous. I love her dreads. Like, it's just, I'm like, ooh, yeah. You know.
She's your kind of girl.
Melanin. Yeah. But like, yeah. And just the fact that, yeah, she's... Oh my God, she's... drop dead gorgeous. Yeah. But I also love seeing again the mother-daughter aspect of just like understanding that Indra hasn't really been in her daughter's life that much, but now they're like, we are fighting to survive, we better figure it out, whether it's your faith or my weapon, pick one.
That's TV writing, creating those parallels between the two mm-hmm. mother-daughters. The one thing I did think was interesting is that after Abby made that decision, Clark is like cradling her head. She's like, I got you. You know, I got you.
Oh, sorry. I want to clarify again that Clark was willing to let Abby die in season 3. I forgot about that. I thought it was the opposite for some odd reason. I thought that she was going to fight for that. So I completely remember that wrong. Sorry, guys.
So continue. Just that she's holding Abby's head in her arms and she's saying, I got you. And it was like, sort of like... It was sort of like the most blatant acknowledgement of like, Clark is now in a position fully where she realizes she is going to have to take care of everyone, including her mother. She's like not, this has been like alluded to over and over again, but like she is not going to be taken care of by her mom. Her mom's not going to save the day. Clark's going to have to save the day, and she is stronger than her mother.
Mm-hmm.
She would have to make the hard decision that her mom clearly in that situation could not make.
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like because of the fact, like we've talked about this, I think in season 3, of how our children or the kids who've been on the earth for I don't even know how many years, months, whatever you want to call it, have had to learn to grow up and survive while the parents were still up there trying to figure crap out, and then come down here and go, oh my God, our kids have been through a lot of crap and we need to listen to them because they've been here longer. And also people in the chat had some questions for us before we get out, if you wanted to hit those up.
Yeah, do you want to do it in predictions, or do you want to...
We can do whatever. We can do the predictions now.
Let's go into predictions. Do it all together.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Before we get into more of that, Jay-Z is awesome. Wanted to say, you know, how about Monty figuring out the key?
Yeah.
And I thought that was really, really cool, because the fact that it looked like they were going to give up, and he just figured it out.
Yeah.
By... an actual, I don't know what you call that, like, doing what it actually says on there, instead of it trying to be some weird metaphor, you're just like, oh yeah, you're just supposed to actually burn the
literally
key.
Take it.
Yeah, it's interesting. But I like that they decided to do that, and a lot of people were asking us what we thought of the tattoo on her shoulder.
Sick.
Yeah, would never have figured that out. So, good on them, writers. Meg Bear in the chat said, after Buzzers, who do you believe will die in the finale? I think we've talked about this several times.
I think we're both pretty clear Jasper's dead.
Yeah. I will be very surprised if he makes it to the next season. But at the same time, if he does, I'm hoping that we get a different Jasper.
Yeah.
I think we said that last season. We're like, I think we need a different Jasper. Again, not saying that it's getting too annoying. It's just that it's repetitive. And I feel like I'm ready to see a different Jasper, whether it's... someone who saw the light and wants to change, or if he does decide to stick with his character, he needs to be more he needs to be more like in the plans at least a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, as far as leads go, I mean, Jasper feels like he's dead. I feel like they'll kill another of one of the leads, but I don't think it's gonna be. It's not gonna be Clark. Maybe it's like Rowan. Maybe they kill Rowan. I
can see that happening. That would be sad, but it would happen.
Or Indra. I don't think they're gonna kill Octavia or Bellamy or Clark or Monty or. I mean, they could kill Abby. I could see that happening.
I mean, we've been saying that for seasons, though.
Yeah.
And that never happens. So.
Jaha. You know, I mean,
we definitely thought Jaha was going to die last season.
Jaha's the cat with nine lives. Like, yeah. He's been around forever.
Everybody in the chat says Jasper and Abby, for sure. Yeah, a lot of people are definitely saying Abby. Definitely, maybe Jasper, hopefully not Harper. I also agree. I don't want to lose Harper. I really liked her in these past few seasons of her actually becoming, molding her character into something else.
Yeah,
I
agree.
And, yeah, I hope that she stays.
I agree. Yeah. My big prediction, and I said it earlier on the episode, but I really do think that Clark's going to take the flame. I think Clark's going to...
I'm okay with this.
For whatever happens, I think Clark's going to take the flame. That feels like where they're going to go.
Yeah.
That's again, my big prediction.
Again, I think it's a great idea. I just hope that they save the Earth for her to take it.
Yeah, big time.
Because I don't want her to take it and then it goes to waste.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Anything else?
No, I think I'm very intrigued to see how Jasper does in this situation, because clearly it looks like from the trailer that he's definitely not going to the bunker. They're going to stay outside and they're going to live life to the fullest, and I want to see how they do. You know, because I also want to see if these guys actually do accept, like some of the group does accept that this is their fate and they end up dying, because sometimes people make last minute decisions and they're like, no, I don't want to die, I want to live. I want to see how Jasper handles that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for watching. If you guys want to follow along with Alexis or myself, ask us questions. We're both on Twitter. You can find me at Ben Bateman Media on Twitter and Instagram. I do this show. I do Riverdale on Thursday nights. Mm-hmm. And I just launched two brand new shows on this app called Anchor. It's like podcasting meets Twitter. It's awesome. They're 2 to 3 little minute audio blurbs.
Nice.
And one of my shows talks about movies. It's called Fist Pump Film Club.
What?
And it's really fun. And if you, it's like 2 to 3 minutes at a time. Anchor, download it. Fist Pump Film Club. I also have a Magic the Gathering show. No big deal. But
it's awesome.
Anyway, it's awesome. I'm loving it. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm Alexis Torres. You can find me all over the interwebs at atorres890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890. I'm on a bunch of after shows here on AfterBuzz and on our sister network, Popcorn Talk, where Ben also has his own show.
Yep.
I'm on Jedi Alliance there on Popcorn Talk. I'm also doing Into the Badlands if you're into Kung Fu and Steampunk. That's pretty much the best show that I can come up with, and it's one of my favorite shows right now besides The 100. And Sense8 is happening, coming to Netflix in May, so definitely keep up with me there. And I also have my own podcast that are going to be coming up soon, but I'm also in the works, so keep track of it on my Twitter and on my Instagram.
Cool. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
See you next Wednesday. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.